Sometimes our energy feels like tangled threads, messy, confusing, and heavy. We try our meditations, we light our sage, maybe we reach for a crystal, but the knots remain. So how do you know when you can untangle your own energy and when it's time to call in a healer? Today, we're exploring that delicate balance between self-healing and seeking outside support. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I'm a psychic, energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I share my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Well, this is the last week, at least today, Monday, and tomorrow, Tuesday, for all energy work at the Out-of-Body Ecstasy site. It's 50% off. It's already taken off at the site. If you have an issue with trying to get your energetic tune-up from me, please send me an email at allietheis@yahoo.com. And I forgot to get a deck of cards. Ha! Well, this is a pickle, isn't it? This is what I get. This is what I get for going to a high school reunion over the weekend. Going to go see John Waite in Kent on Friday and not sleeping at all. Okay, I know I have decks of oracle cards because I use them quite a bit. So what can we use today? Let's move, everybody. All right. Let's head back to the Sacred Four, shall we? With Denise Lynn. And let's see what kind of card we pull for this week. Now, if you're listening to this episode today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, whatever you listen to it, this card is for you for the upcoming week. All right? So it doesn't just mean right now. It means whenever you listen to it. All right. So let us see what this card is going to be for the week. I'm hoping some good stuff. I don't know about you. All right. And let's see. We will go with, Starry Night, acceptance. Acceptance is one of those things that is necessary from time to time because there are situations, people that we cannot change. We can only change what we're in control of, which is ourselves. Right? Ourselves and whatever we do or do not do. But this is talking about acceptance for situations. Acceptance for people who maybe they're not doing what you want them to do. I have a 25-year-old and that happens quite a bit here. But you have to accept what you can't change. Okay? And when you do accept things that you can't change, life gets a bit easier. Doesn't mean you have to like it. Okay? I never said you had to like it. But accepting it, trying to change something you have no control over. And I'm talking you have no control over this whatsoever. It's like a hurricane's coming towards you. You have no control over the hurricane, right? So you have to accept it's coming towards you. But you do have control on what you're going to do with it. Okay, you're going to do prep, you're going to leave, what are you going to do? Okay, that is in your control. When we're in a relationship, we always hope that the person that we're with, that they're themselves, right? And we don't ever want to we don't change them because we married them or started dating them or moved in with them for who they are, not what we hope they'd be, right? Because who they are and who we hope to be can be two separate things. So you have to accept the person where they're at in the moment. I don't know why I just said that. Kites told me to put that out there. Somebody needed to hear it. All right. So acceptance. Starry night. Let's move forward to the mystical item of the week, a copper bell or a chime. And of course, my copper bell is across the room. This week's item reminds us how sound shifts frequency instantly, and it does. You can use it before a ritual, a meditation, or a journaling session to break up stagnant energy and invite clarity. And this also works, you know, if you can't burn anything like sage or frankincense, sandalwood, anything like that to clear the air, to get rid of negative energy, you can clap. You can also ring a bell, and it breaks up the stagnant energy and makes it go away as well. And it does help with just clearing anything you don't want. It helps clear it and send it out. All right. So this is September. And again, we got today and tomorrow left of September. And that's it. We're talking about energy work and self-healing. And I probably should have pulled up what we're going to start talking about in October. Let's check this out since I didn't write it down. Ah. This would make sense. Spirit communication and mediumship. So let's talk about some good stuff, shall we? Starting next month. But this is the last episode about energy work and self-healing. And the topic today, let's go back up where I was. Wow. I either need more sleep or more coffee. Energy healing DIY versus when to see a healer. Because sometimes you don't know, right? So self-healing, it's not just dabbling. You're not just trying to put a Band-Aid over something. But what it does do, it builds spiritual muscle. Each time you meditate, you cleanse, or you work with your energy, you're strengthening your intuition, you're building resilience, you're learning to trust your own guidance, and you're raising your frequency. And what happens when you raise your frequency? You attract things to you that match that frequency, which is fantastic for what? Manifestation. All right. You know, when I first started on this path, like everybody else, I relied on getting readings from other people, talking to different teachers. And over time, as I strengthened my psychic intuitiveness, my energy work, I realized I didn't need to go out and get a reading from somebody or have somebody help me heal. I could do myself through self practices, okay? Because this helped me build confidence and it raised my frequency where I needed it to be. But it doesn't happen overnight. And sometimes life can get extremely complicated. And doing it on your own, the DIY, it doesn't have the same results that you hoped for. So with that, there are moments when your DIY toolkit cannot reach the root of whatever it is you're trying to heal, right? Some warning signs can include repeating cycles. You can't seem to shift, whether it be toxic patterns like attracting the wrong people, money blocks or reoccurring dreams, persistent heaviness, that fog or fatigue that lingers no matter what you try. Somatic signals, aches, gut tension, headaches linked to unprocessed energy, some little spirit nudges, dreams of healers, intuitive whispers, or maybe synchronicities pointing you outward. I had a client, this was years ago, but she kept trying to clear this heartbreak on her own, okay? her and her husband split, it pained her to the core of her existence. They did not get along, but that connection was there. It was a soul connection, okay? Going back many, many lifetimes. She just could not shake the pain. She could not cut that cord and move forward. She couldn't do it on her own. So once she came to me and we worked on it, and she received energy from the powers that be through me, not from me, but through me, her grief finally softened, the cord fell away, and she was able to move forward with her life. All right. Sometimes DIY will get you to a point, but it can't get you any further. Now, the balance between self and support. Think of self-healing, it can be maintenance, and outside healing as deep repair. Both are essential. Like, for instance, DIY, brushing your teeth every day. A healer, seeing the dentist when you need specialized care. So, you have an everyday reset you can do. There's meditation, there's grounding, there's journaling, there's crystal cleansing, there's a deeper release, cord cutting, ancestral patterns, past life healing, and there's breakthrough work, trauma healing, shadow integration, advanced energy realignment. You don't always need number three, but when you do it, it's very transformative. So, just for a second, and if you're not driving or someplace where you need to have your eyes open, close your eyes for a moment and imagine two boxes in front of you. Okay, I like to think of them as shoe boxes, but whatever it is for you. In the first box, which can be to the left or right, whichever you want to take as number one, everything you can handle with your current tools goes in box one. It's like, handling day-to-day life, handling the entanglements of soul connections, handling past life memories that pop up, handling raising your frequency, et cetera, et cetera. And then the second box, everything that feels too heavy or stuck. All right. And your second box might be a bit heavier than the first box, right? There might be more stuff in it. But take a breath, okay? Take a breath and ask intuitively to yourself, which box feels fuller? And once you make this choice, and of course you can do this at any time on your own, right? But this simple check-in shows you where you're capable and where support might serve you. Now, I used to write flash spells all the time. Flash spells were very quick spells that didn't take a lot of doing to do it, because really the most important ingredient in any type of spell is your energy, your intention for that, for whatever you want to do. Okay. So spells never have to be complicated. They never do. A lot of people make them that way. They don't have to be. So this is a DIY spell for yourself. If you have a clear quartz crystal, go get it. Pause me, go get it a minute. Hold it in your hands. You can hold it with both hands right in front of you and say, I trust myself. I trust my path. Show me what is mine to heal and what is mine to share. I'll say it again. You can repeat after me. I trust myself. I trust my path. Show me what is mine to heal and what is mine to share. Now take this crystal and sleep with it under your pillow, okay? Pay attention to the dream symbols, the visits, the wonderful things that can happen during dream time, okay? Spirit reveals things. Your other selves and other dimensions reveal things. Your guides reveal things. Angels, deceased loved ones, you name it, they show you things in your dreams. So pay attention to your dreams and write down what you remember as soon as you wake up. That'll help guide you. So some tools for the week. One of my favorites, and I think I've mentioned this at least once before, this month, Bach Rescue Remedy. It's when you feel overwhelmed deciding what to do. It helps with anxiety. It can help lift you out of depression. An essential oil, how about some clary sage? It helps with clarity of direction. And the stone that I just mentioned, clear quartz, because it amplifies the truth of your inner voice. Of course, we have soul work for the week. I do this every week. And this is journal work. So if you like to journal, this is for you. If you don't, sorry. but this is what the work is this week. Okay, so give yourself some space to sit with your journal. And write about one area you've been putting a lot of effort into, but not seeing results. And ask yourself, what have I tried already? What keeps looping back? Notice if frustration, exhaustion, or heaviness shows up when you write. These are signs of deeper root that may need outside help. Next, reflect on an area where your own practices are making a difference. Ask yourself, what's working for me? How do I feel when I use these tools? And I want you to celebrate those wins, naming them strengths, your confidence in your own power. Circle one area to keep working on yourself. Circle one area where you'll be open to outside support. This doesn't have to mean booking a session right away. It could simply mean researching healers, energy workers, and setting the intention to receive help or asking spirit to guide you to the right person. And after journaling, close your eyes. Take three deep breaths, and if you'd like, place a hand over your heart and ask yourself, how does it feel to know I do not have to do this all alone? And write down any words, symbols, or sensations that may surface. For added clarity, consider ringing a small bell or a chime after journaling to seal the session. And that's a wrap here on Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. I just went over. You'll find it below in the show's notes under resources for episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, head over to the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. You can also book a private reading or a soul session, some energy work with me anytime at outofbodyxyz.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.